Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, so many people were crowding together that they were trampling one another underfoot. Jesus began to speak, first to his disciples. Beware of the leaven that is the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that can do no more. I shall show you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who, after killing, has the power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not five sparrows sold for two small coins? Yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever heard of the phenomenon called the herd mentality? The herd mentality. Put simply, it is following the crowds, the majority of the people, instead of critically thinking and carefully deciding what path to follow for yourself. Several years ago, I read a book called The Tipping Point by Malcolm Gladwell, where he explained that ideas and products and messages and behaviors spread like viruses do. That is, by person-to-person contact. I have personally been both blessed and burned by the herd mentality here in Fort Smith. When I first arrived here as the new pastor, all the Catholics came here for Mass, and we had to put out extra chairs because everybody wanted to see the new priest in town. Now, I'm yesterday's news, and everyone goes to Barling for Mass, and they have to put out extra chairs. I wonder where our roaming Catholics will end up tomorrow. That's the herd mentality. Spreading like a virus. Over and against this herd mentality stands the poetry of Robert Frost, who wrote these unforgettable lines. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. In the poem, a traveler comes to a fork in the road, and he must choose one or the other. One is well-worn, with lots of traffic. The other is hardly touched. The uncritical crowds take the well-traveled road. Robert Frost recommends the other one. Archbishop Fulton Sheen often said, "Dead fish float downstream. It takes live fish to fight against the current." You can go with the crowd, or you can go against the current. In the gospel today, we see Jesus' popularity on the rise, as if he were the new pastor in Fort Smith, with all the roaming Catholics running out to see him. The gospel records, at that time, so many people were crowding together that they were trampling one another underfoot. In other words, Jesus had to put out extra chairs for the overflow crowds. But notice what Jesus preaches that day. A very challenging message. He says, "There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be made known." Just think of all the things we say and do in private being broadcast on the evening news. In other words, Jesus says, in effect, don't follow me because everyone else is doing it, but rather think critically and choose carefully which path to take. And of course, when Jesus preached his final sermon from the cross, only a handful heard it. The dead fish had already floated downstream, and no one needed any extra chairs. My friends, here are a few helpful hints for fighting the herd mentality. First, have a healthy suspicion whenever you see people chasing after the latest fad or fashion, the newest iPhone, the most vogue hairstyle, the coolest clothes, the trendiest restaurants. You know, you'll save a lot of money not being part of the herd. Two, always ask the question, why? Why should I watch this television program? Why is he telling me this information? Why am I going to Mass in Barling? And third, don't settle for sound bites or just reading the headlines. Take time to read the whole article, the entire book, and then reflect on what you've read. Think critically. Choose carefully. Here's the entire last stanza of Frost's poem. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. Praised be Jesus Christ.